Today's podcast topic is theories of gaslighting. Welcome to this episode, When We Are Gaslighted. I'm Dr. Melvon Thompson, and I'm glad you're here with me today. Let's talk about something serious, something painful, and something many people experience without always having the words for it. Gaslighting. Gaslighting rarely happens in just one moment. Most often, it becomes a repeated pattern of behavior. A pattern where someone consistently twists the truth, denies reality, crosses boundaries, and causes another person to question what they saw, heard, felt, or experienced. So what is gaslighting? Gaslighting is a form of psychological, emotional, mental, and sometimes even spiritual manipulation. It is a distortion of truth. It is a kind of abuse where a person tries to make you doubt your own reality. When you are in an unpleasant space with someone who constantly lies, denies the truth, minimizes your feelings, or refuses to take responsibility, that space can become deeply toxic. A gaslighter may say things like, "That's not what happened." "You didn't hear me say that." "I never said that." "You're overreacting." "You're too sensitive." "You're making things up." And over time, if you are not aware, awake, and alert, you may begin questioning yourself. You may ask, "Did I hear that wrong? Am I being too emotional? Did that really happen? Am I the problem?" That is the danger of gaslighting. It does not just attack the situation. It attacks your confidence. It attacks your memory. It attacks your peace. It attacks your sense of self. Now here's something important to reflect on. When dealing with a gaslighter, you do not always have to prove your reality. You do not have to keep debating what you know happened. You do not have to exhaust yourself trying to convince someone who is committed to misunderstanding you. Sometimes the wisest thing you can do is pause, breathe, and separate truth from distortion. Ask yourself, what actually happened? What evidence do I have? How did this make me feel? Is this conversation about truth, or is it a power struggle? Because sometimes the conversation is not about understanding. Sometimes it is about control. To withdraw yourself from gaslighting abuse, you must learn to set firm boundaries. Sort out truth from distortion. Decide whether the conversation is really a power struggle. Identify the triggers for both you and the gaslighter. Focus on your feelings instead of getting trapped in right and wrong. And remember, you cannot control anyone's opinion, even when you are telling the truth. Shutting down a gaslighter requires calm strength. You do not need to argue. You do not need to defend every detail. You do not need to prove your feelings. You can simply say, "My feelings are valid. Please do not tell me what I felt or meant. Whether or not you agree with me, this is how I feel right now. I am not going to debate my memory or my experience. Those statements are not weakness, they are boundaries. And boundaries are necessary when someone keeps trying to distort your reality. So let this be a reminder. Be sound in your mind. Be steady in your truth. Be calm in your response. And when necessary, walk away. Keep on stepping. You do not have to remain in a conversation that damages your peace. You do not have to keep explaining yourself to someone who refuses to listen. And you do not have to surrender your assurance of yourself just because someone else wants control. Leave them where they are and continue on with your life. Thank you for being with me today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you ever experienced gaslighting? And how did you protect your peace? Put your comments in the box below. I look forward to engaging with you.